Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show. You ever have those ideas where it just is like, oh my gosh, this is a good idea, and it just keeps snowballing? High five, Jackson. Yesterday, that was one of those shows we were having. Clickbait. You didn't do anything. I came up with it.
I said, what are you saying? I didn't do it. This is not my fault. This is Steph's fault. Blame this on me.
No, actually, you did have a big part of it because you used
to
do something. No, you had some good insight because you used to do this like 6 years ago on the show.
Yeah, we had called it Beat My Crazy.
Yes. Yeah. And it just was one of those things every day. I'm here getting ready for three things you should know. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that headline just made my jaw drop. And we're such headline readers nowadays.
Yeah.
And a lot of articles know that. So like, ooh, how can we get them to click this article? We're like, why don't we have fun with this every day? There's so many crazy headlines out there.
Yes.
So yesterday's, you want to repeat what yesterday's clickbait was?
Oh, yesterday's was, remember what you said?
Mine was something about police arrested a woman who stole a scooter from Walmart to go and get something at Waffle House.
Oh, see, that one is just... All you're missing there is Florida Man, you know?
Exactly.
But it was in Tennessee. Mine also would think Florida Man was involved, but no. In Fresno, California, wanted man stole chainsaw by shoving it down the front of his pants.
Yes. And so we asked you to vote, which one should we click on? And Jackson got more votes, of course, with that one. So
we
had to click on it and find out, it was just like a guy in his 60s. He wanted to steal a chainsaw, so he stuffed it down his pants.
Where do you stuff a chainsaw when you're in the middle of a store? You know, when you're going to be at Sloan Implements, they're going to have stuff like that. Bring your big pants. All right? You're going to be there on Friday.
Bring some of my maternity pants from back in the day.
The stretchy ones there. I'm with child. I hope you don't mind. But no, we love doing this because if you listen to our show, today's Q106 Morning Show podcast listeners, we don't do a lot of those. We do a different kind of morning show because almost everyone is doing, topics based on stories that they see, but this is a kind of a different spin because it's something that's fun, something that's out there, and something that we can do a little differently instead of here's something, as opposed to, all right, here's two headlines, which one do you want to hear more about?
Yeah, which one are we actually going to click on?
There was one yesterday that wasn't even clickbait, but the headline seems like clickbait, but when you read it, you're like, okay, that was frightening when I got inside of it, and it was about the black hole.
Yes.
Space is a weird town.
It is super freaky, and because it is so freaky and so ginormous, I just kind of shut it off from my brain. So yesterday when you were talking about the black hole, I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then I started seeing it shared so much more, and so I finally clicked on it, and now my mind is blown, finding out that this black hole is more ginormous than our entire solar system.
That's if you think about it, something that's big, like the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. The ocean's big, the Atlantic Ocean. It's big.
It's
all right.
Vast.
It is nothing at all compared to our galaxy, our solar, and then a black hole that could just eat all of that at any time. And what's scarier is even the smartest people in the world are like, yeah, we're not really sure. Not really sure what's going on with that gigantic thing.
Yes.
Like that's like right outside your house. There's just a vacuum, like a vast vacuum out in the street.
Yes.
And someone's going, yeah, we don't know what that's going to do, but hey, continue business as usual.
Because can they put a camera in it?
They can't even get to it.
Yeah, that's
true.
They can't get to it.
The fact that they're even able to get a picture is amazing. Like, it took probably years and years and years for that picture to get to where that is and then get back to us.
But the bigger question was Matthew McConaughey part of getting that photo?
Here's the deal. What we need to do is just keep Bruce Willis on speed dial.
Yes.
We had a meteor just miss Earth recently. Just he might be shooting a movie, but just keep him available. We might need to throw him into a spaceship and send him into space. I don't know.
And if you're not a movie buff, I'm obviously referring to the movie Interstellar with Matthew McConaughey.
And I'm obviously referring to Die Hard.
Oh, I thought you were doing Armageddon.
Oh, I suppose he could help out with that one, too. But you see what he did at Die Hard? They took over Nakatomi Towers. He didn't even have any shoes on. He was walking through the broken glass. You think a meteor is going to mess with that guy?
Armageddon.
Yippee-ki-yay, meteor, blah, blah, blah. And then he has a gun strapped to his back. Yeah! But I suppose he was in a spaceship once.
Oh, man. Right? Wasn't Bruce Willis Armageddon?
Yeah. Question on that one there. Wasn't he an oil contractor? He wasn't an astronaut on that, correct? I haven't seen. It's gonna sound weird.
Man,
I haven't
you're
really.
Right.
So, but he also was the captain of the mission. Like when he was there, he was the guy in charge.
He was the brains.
But there's also other astronauts,
including Steve Buscemi.
Yes, who should have been like, "Hey, listen, oil Derek. All right, you know, I know that you're all good with drilling holes into the ground, but we're in space now, we're the ones that are gonna be in charge."
Right? And Ben Affleck, was he in that movie?
I know he made out with Liv Tyler. That was...
Oh, and was Liv Tyler Bruce Willis's daughter?
Yes, because she... Spoiler alert, they don't make it back. And he sends Ben Affleck back. He like forces him into the pod, and he's like, "Take care of my daughter." And everyone's like, "Oh my God, what if Hans Gruber comes back?"
And then Liv Tyler's famous father, Steven Tyler, had the best song of the soundtrack, right?
Crazy, is that what it was? Crazy, that was it? No, I don't know what song it was.
Crazy from Armor. How do I live? Nope, not.
Is that Celine Dion? What are you getting out? You...
How do I live? Okay, wait, no, now I got to Google. What was the Armageddon song?
It wasn't the same one from Titanic, wasn't it?
No.
Rose, hold me. Hold me. I'm king of the world, Rose. I'm king of the world.
Armageddon song. Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to lose your
lives.
Oh,
you're close. I don't want to miss a thing.
That was what it was.
Yay.
Yeah, we were close.
High five.
We were knocking on the door.
What did we do before Google? Jeez Louise.
We would argue things until one person gave up. Is how you would win arguments like that on Google. Jumping onto our Facebook page, we got Joe on here. Scott 9797, Michaela. Joe and Michaela, the hit family, they're in somewhere tropical right now. I think Cocoa Beach, Florida. Yet they're still up on our live feed.
Wait a minute. Are they there on vacation together?
And, family vacation.
And they're messaging each other through our Facebook page using palm tree emojis.
It's the cutest thing in the world. So every morning they'll both be on here and Joe will say, "Hi, sweetie." And he's talking to his daughter and, "Hi, Dad." It's so cute. It's so cute.
But usually they're not at home together.
No, they live separately. Yeah,
okay,
she's an adult.
So that one. Okay, yeah. But now they're on a family vacation. So it's one of those things when you're a teenager.
In the same room.
Yes, you're in the same room.
Yeah.
I called my husband from the basement yesterday because he was upstairs. I was in the basement. So I jumped on my cell phone. I'm like, "Honey, I just wanted to chill down here. Yes.
I can't make it up the stairs anymore."
I felt so lazy. I'm like, I'm really not going to walk up the stairs. I'm going to call him on his cell phone so I don't have to walk up one flight of stairs because we live on a ranch.
Okay, yeah.
Is that a two or
cattle
three
ranch?
Story? No.
Oh,
ranch-style
house.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, my bad on that.
Yeehaw! Cowgirl Steph!
Now, I don't know if you're literally just a few years younger than me, even though age has treated you a little bit better. Did you have any friends that had their own phone line in their bedroom?
In their bedroom.
Like back before cell phones, like back in the day.
Yes. I think I had. Well, my parents.
Your own phone line, like a separate line? Like,
no, I just had my own phone,
but it was all part
of the same line.
My brother had his own phone line in his bedroom. Like my dad like paid for it, but he would use that to call my stepmom. And be like, and we called her Mad Dog. Hey, Mad Dog, make me up something to eat. Make me up something to eat.
The meatloaf!
That's exactly, yeah. Except she'd come in and throw stuff at him. Yeah.
He got his own phone line. What
a spoiled
child.
Dad got tired of waiting for him to get off the phone. Yeah, I know. It wasn't because we were rich. It's because Dad was annoyed. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. That was Brett Eldridge. Love someone. Love Brett Eldridge. But you're not going to love this weather that we have today. There's a wind advisory. That's something you didn't see coming, hey? Wind advisory until later on this afternoon. So just watch out. Keep some rocks in your pockets. If you're skinny like Steph, you get blown away. High of 45, which seems like a lifetime away from where we're at. 35 at 544.
Do you have the 7-second timer ready to go? Because I need to vent something off my chest. We're going to do 7 seconds. Event about weather, because I know we all went through yesterday and you might be in a crabby mood, like, oh, where's the sun? Where's that spring-like weather? I was so excited to finally take off my winter jacket. We want you to be able to vent it off your chest and go into your workplace with a smile on your face. And that's okay if we can play the 7-second timer.
Oh,
you got it?
Oh, we're good. We got it right there. Yep.
All right. Are you ready?
I am
I'll
ready.
Kick you it off. You,
okay. All right. Seven seconds to vent about the weather. Ready, set, go.
I was so excited to finally put away all the winter jackets and boots. And what the heck am I going through with Wisconsin weather? And then my kids ask for their snow pants and they turn it all around and they made it a better day. Because them being excited about some snow again, I'm like, okay, I'll see it through my kids' eyes.
That was pretty good. That was, I like the spin on that, too.
Thank you.
You didn't like it, but of course, through the eyes of babes, they will definitely find the positive in
that. Yes, they will.
Was there enough snow for them to go out and enjoy it in your backyard?
No, I was already crabby, so I'm like, no, you're not playing outside. It's too wet outside.
I'm not finding the snow pants. I already put them in the Rubbermaid container in the basement.
Go clean up your room. I'm like, oh, Mom. Well, that was my day yesterday. How was yours?
I would say, I'll put 7 seconds. On the clock here.
Okay.
All right, ready, set, go. I love skateboarding and I can't do it right now, and I'm trying to lose weight and be fit, and the dog wants to go for a walk, but the last thing I want to do is come back in and have a soggy dog.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's looking at me like,
wet dog smells stinky.
She's looking at me like, hey, do you want to go? Can we go? Can we go for a walk? Can we go for a walk? And I'm like, it's raining. And then it was snowing really hard. And then it was wet snow. And I thought, just not today, babe. And then here's what she did that bothered me even more. I was like, oh, well, you want to go outside. So I let her out back. She walked out and went, it's snowing, and came right back inside. And I went, yeah, exactly what I said. See?
Yes.
Yeah, she's like, hey, let's go outside. Let's go outside. I'm like, all right, awesome.
Yeah.
Open the window. She kind of looks at me like, the hell is that? You know, I'm like, it's outside. She goes out there, gets snow on her, goes, oh, I'm done with that, comes back in. I was like, that's awesome. Yeah.
I know. We went shopping yesterday just to Walmart and got soaked by this wet snow. So that's why when we got home, I'm like, I'm not dragging out the snow pants. It's going to be too much work.
Yeah.
Same thing. They'll probably get outside. This isn't the fun snow we were thinking of.
Is it
this,
wet snow?
Yes.
Did your guys' grass get covered?
Just some of it.
Our hole, which is funny. So we got probably, at our house, I'm kidding you not, an inch and a half, I'd say almost maybe even 2 inches on our deck. I mean, it's a good amount of snow. Went to go pick my wife up, who works downtown on campus. There's a dusting down there. And
oh,
we get
really?
Home, she goes, why is there so much snow here? And I went, all of
Weird.
Our lawns and everything in our neighborhood, the trees, everything was covered like we got a real legit like snowfall. Now, this morning, a lot of it's melted, and there's a bunch of branches down in my front yard because of the wind. But we got actual like legit snow for a little while.
And then I was debating, I just put up our, beautiful patio set outside with the umbrella. I'm like, oh, crap. I'm supposed to bring that umbrella in, I'm sure, now, because now it's winter.
Oh, yeah, but right.
I was too lazy. I'm like, well, good luck, umbrella. I hope you last.
Yeah.
It was down and everything. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, if the wind catches, it might open it up, and the neighbors might have a new umbrella.
I know, because there's a wind advisory today now.
I had some friends that got a new trampoline last year. Yeah, from four houses away. Yeah, I mean, because it's a giant sale.
It was one of those ginormous
yes,
trampolines?
Yes, up a bunch of privacy fences and landed in their backyard. Yeah, they come home and they're like, my buddy called his wife and goes, did you buy a trampoline? And she goes, the hell are you talking about? There's a trampoline in our backyard. And it landed perfectly. And she goes, no, I didn't buy a trampoline.
That's creepy.
And then, so then they had to go. And they're like, well, neighbors two, three houses down got one. They went and knocked. They went, are you guys missing a trampoline? And then here's the thing about wind. It doesn't move it back. You have to then go like.
Oh, yeah. How did they do that?
They disassemble it because it was in some privacy fences.
Oh, man.
It's not heavy, but it's just awkward.
Yes.
So then they disassemble
it. Time-consuming.
Take it back over there and reset it up. Yeah.
That is crazy. Well, good luck surviving the winter weather that we're experiencing. And thank you for joining Social Mornings today. And get ready for clickbait every morning on the show, too.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com. Save it for the show.